Ivy could smell smoke even before she opened her eyes. Though it wasn't yet dawn, she rose and padded downstairs in the grand old beach house, which was still silent. In the quiet of the morning, she could hear the constant low roar of waves crashing onto the shores of Summer Beach just steps from where the sprawling property ended. In the parlor, Ivy glanced outside through a glass-arched palladium door that opened onto the terrace. Swinging the door open, she stepped outside and scanned the skyline over the ridgetop. Had the fire reignited during the night? A thin layer of moisture coated the smooth stone, but the knitted wool slippers her mother had brought back from a buying trip to Peru kept her feet warm and dry. Through dim morning light, she saw thin leftover smudges above the ridgeline, but no active plumes of smoke. Not like last night. She shivered as she thought about it. Turning back to the ocean, she saw a few early surfers bobbing on boards in the distance, waiting for sunrise. Yesterday's oven-hot offshore wind blasts had mercifully given way to cool onshore flows. Ivy lifted her face to the fresh breeze, though smoke still edged the air. In her soft, clingy cotton sleep tee and shorts, her bare arms and legs quickly chilled with goosebumps, but it felt good after the dry, scorching Santa Ana winds that had roared in from the parched inland deserts. Infrequent yet dangerous, the winds had sparked the fire and whipped it into a frenzy on the hilltops above them. She left the door open to cool the house and went back inside. She and her sister Shelley had only just opened their doors to guests, and now, due to last night's fire on the ridgetop above them, they had gone from a single occupied guest room to full occupancy overnight. And these new guests weren't vacationers, but evacuees who'd lost their homes or couldn't return due to fire and smoke damage. Like Bennett. The thought of the Summer Beach mayor quickened her pulse. Also evacuated, he'd slept in the room next to hers, and she'd tossed all night thinking about him. Ivy wove through the grand ballroom, where her industrious niece Poppy had stayed up late, tending to new guests and clearing glasses and dishware after the open house earlier in the day. As newcomers to Summer Beach, Ivy and Shelley had welcomed close to 100 of their new neighbors for an open house, before the fire had broken up the party and sent guests scattering to check on neighbors, loved ones, and pets. At the open house, Ivy and Shelley had spoken at length, attempting to persuade their fellow Summer Beach residents to support their quest for a zoning change, from residential to neighborhood commercial zoning, for the old beach house so that they could operate as an inn. While they could rent rooms online through IB&B for a while, Ivy needed the status to expand operations and secure future income. Since Ivy's late husband Jeremy had spent all their retirement savings on the old beach house without her knowledge, she had to hustle to avoid foreclosure for back property taxes, and she had just one summer to do it. Ivy glanced around, taking in the lingering disarray from last night. There was only so much that even Poppy could do after the electricity had been knocked out by the raging Santa Ana winds. Ivy and Shelley, along with their father and brothers, had kept vigil outside, hosing down the trees and rafters and roof to keep windswept embers from sparking fires. Once the winds died after midnight, her parents and brothers had left for their homes. She'd been grateful for their help, and fortunately, she'd heard the electricity hum to life during the night. Her phone charger beside her bed had blinked on, recharging her phone. A soft snore rose from one of the antique divans they had found stored on the lower level, along with other antique furniture. Ivy peered past a palm tree that Shelley had arranged in a marine blue clay pot on a weathered stand. Poppy was asleep, nestled into the silk brocade, her head cradled in one of the new sky blue pillows they had bought